You know, one thing we've found is there doesn't seem to be as much awareness of P53 as would be optimal. Could you kind of explain a little bit what P53 is, how it relates to 17P sort of biologically?
So P53 or TP53, the official gene name, is actually the most important gene in cancer, I would say. The vast majority of cancers have abnormalities in TP53. This is not only relevant for the pathogenesis of the cancer, but also for treatment, because for many cancers we know that TP53 abnormality is a very, very adverse prognostic marker. In particular, classical chemotherapy is very ineffective in patients with P53 abnormalities. Biologically, P53 abnormalities can come about by two different mechanisms. One is the classical 17p deletion, because P53 resides on chromosome arm 17p, and that deletion simply takes away the gene. Now, the other mechanism of abnormality is a mutation, so a small abnormality, a single nucleotide variant, or a mutation, as we say, in the gene. And that, even without the deletion, carries a very adverse prognostic impact. So, in other words, in CLL, it is important to test for both the 17p deletion and the TP53 mutation, because both can occur independently of each other, and both independently of each other carry prognostic impact.
So, you know, we had this sort of algorithm for about 6 months with those three factors, and then everything blew up at ASH, and then blew up even more at ASCO, and I'm going to have you go through that. But one other thing I want to ask you about related to what you were just talking about, genomics and CLL pathogenesis. Could you talk a little bit about kind of what that means?
Yes. So in general, we know, or we think today, that cancer is a genetic disease. So cancer, by and large, is due to genomic abnormalities, gene mutation, or also epigenetic abnormalities in the genome. Now, in CLL, we know that there are a limited number of hallmark genomic abnormalities. Those are the 13q deletion, the 11q deletion, trisomy 12, and the 17p deletion. Now, in addition to those gross genomic abnormalities, we know that there is a number of minute abnormalities or gene mutations or single nucleotide variants. Those can occur, for instance, in genes such as SF3B1, NOTCH1, ATM, BRK3, or also TP53 that we have been talking about a little bit. So these genes are of pathogenic relevance and in part also of prognostic relevance for treatment decisions.